So Perek Fe'il Megalchin is one of the most famous prakim in Shas. And the topic of Perek Fe'il Megalchin is the sugya of Avevos. It's yodua that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hadar, wrote svarim on many obscure areas in halacha. And if you go through the svarim, the hakdama of many of the svarim are almost all identical. He begins quoting the Sefer Chassidim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Sefer Chassidim writes that if you find a mitzvah that people are not doing, or if you find an area of learning that people are not studying, what you should do is you should be the one to do the mitzvah. You should be the one to study that limud. And by doing that, you're going to be noitel schar keneged kulam. You're going to get reward not only for the learning that you're doing, but really for the reward that everybody else should have gotten had they been the ones to do the mitzvah. And the Sefer Chassidim says that a mitzvah that nobody wants to observe, or a mitzvah or learning that nobody wants to learn, is tantamount to a mace mitzvah. And just like if somebody would bury a mace that has no kovrim, we know it's one of the greatest mitzvahs that a person could do. Mace mitzvah goes down as one of the most important areas of halacha. There are things that nothing could be doicha, but a mace mitzvah does have the ability to be doicha. And the halacha is that when someone buries a base mitzvah, he gets a tremendous schar, says the Sefer Chassidim. The same is true with the mitzvah that people are, for whatever reason, shying away from, or from a limud that, for whatever reason, people are shying away from. So Agoyin Agadah Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Hakdama to so many of his svarim, he says that, I'm writing a sefer on an area that nobody really, for whatever reason, delved into. And as a result, there's an Indian based on the Sefer Chassidim to be Neutel Schar Keneged Kulam. And that's Reb Chaim's disclaimer. That's his explanation for why it is he's writing a whole Sefer on Egla Arufa, or a Kuntres on grasshoppers, or he's writing a Pirish on the Brice of the Malachas HaMishkan, or a Pirish on Mesechtes Kutin, Mesechtes Tfilin, Mesechtes Mezuzah. These things actually exist. And says Reb Chaim, it's because people don't learn it. And the fact that people don't learn it, that's not a reason not to learn it. Just the opposite. You see from the Sefer Chassidim that when it comes to learning Torah, there's an inyan to be a contrarian. To the contrary, you bet against the market. And if everybody is not learning a certain thing, you should dafka be the one to go ahead and learn it. Because if you learn it, not only will you get schar for Talmud Torah, but there's a concept of being noitel schar kineged kulam. This Sefer Chassidim is Yodua. What's not as Yodua is the context in which the Sefer Chassidim said what he said. The Sefer Chassidim, which was written by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, one of the Rishonim, he made an observation. He looked around and he saw that there were people that were learning Shas, but they were skipping one Masechta. The Masechta that they were skipping was Masechtas Ma'id Katan. And to address the fact that people weren't learning Masechtas Ma'id Katan, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in Sifkatan Reish Samach Aleph in Sefer Chassidim that it's a very big mistake. And not only should you not skip Ma'id Katan, but because people are skipping and no one's learning it, run! I would dafka make an extra effort to learn Ma'id Katan. Because if you're going to do that, you're being Mekayim Meis Mitzvah in your Talmud Torah, and you're going to be Noitel Schar Keneged Kulam. So said Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that why is it that people were skipping it? Why do people not want to learn it? Because they were intimidated about Mashkin Beis Hashlachin. To us, we're not farmers, it's intimidating. Back in the day, these were everyday scenarios. The first two prakim of Masechtas Ma'id Katan, not easy, not by a long stretch, but again, not the hardest two prakim in Shas. So why was it that people didn't want to learn Ma'id Katan? It's not because it was hard. It's not because it wasn't Negeya L'Maisa. Hilchas Chol HaMoed is extremely Negeya L'Maisa. It was because of the third parak. It's because of parak Ve'il Megalchin. And people felt a superstition not to want to learn sugyas related to Avelos. Because they felt that if you learn about Avelos, Simana Milsi, and maybe it's not going to be a good thing. And that's what Rav Yehuda HaChassid addressed. He said it's a mistake. You don't skip Masechtas Ma'id Katan. You don't skip Perek Ve'il Megalchin. To the contrary, Shlomo HaMelech said, Toiv lo leches al beis ovel, mi leches al beis mishta, b'asher hu soiv kol ha'odem v'chayit in aliba. And Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid quotes that pasuk, and he says, Toiv lo leches al beis ovel, learn Ma'id Katan. It's Toiv lo leches, Perek Ve'il Megalchin. And even though it deals with the laws of Avelos, but at the same time, this is something that you very much should learn. Immediately afterwards, however, says Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that if you're a person that's a little paranoid, you're a little bit afraid. So he says, if you learn it in a way when no one's going to know you're learning it. Meaning, do a pitzina, no one's going to know you're learning it. And like this, you won't have to worry about any superstition that maybe you have to worry about. It's clear that what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was referring to is it seems that this paranoia that people had, that they didn't want to learn Masechtas Ma'id Katan, it was related to Ayin Hara. People were afraid that if someone's going to see others learning laws of Avelos, they're going to start thinking, oh, he's learning Avelos, something Chalila, can't even say out of your mouth. Maybe it could happen. And it's for that reason, said Tzedek Rav Yehuda Chassid, if there's something that you're sensitive to, so then do it in a way where no one's really going to know what you're doing. What comes to mind, of course, is the Chassam Sofer, who talked about things like this in different places, most notably based on the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Shmuel was Badik B'Safra. Shmuel, when he had a big decision to make, he was Badik B'Safra. He would use a Sefer to be his Urim V'Tumim, to be his guiding light, to tell him what exactly he should and shouldn't do. Now, Pashit, what does it mean, Shmuel Badik B'Safra? He would open up a Sefer, and depending on the page that he opened to, he would do his proverbial Goyal Hagra. But Chassam Sofer said that's not what it means. What it means is that Shmuel would make decisions based on what it was he was learning. So if he was learning one Masechta Bava Kamma, he would do one thing. And if he was learning Yevamis, he would do something else. If he was learning Chulin, he would do one thing. And if he was learning Zvachim and Menachis, he would do something else. Shmuel was Badik B'Safra. Shmuel took what he was learning very much into account, very seriously, as it relates to making different decisions that were going on in his life. And it's in line with this Sefer Chassidim, that it seems that there was some paranoia about learning specifically Perek Ve'ilu Magalchin, and it's because of the fact that it deals with Avelos, but either way, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says not to learn it is certainly a mistake, and he says to the contrary, not only is it something that you should learn, but it's something that if you're going to learn, you're going to end up being Neutel Schar Keneged Kulam. The truth is, there were tshuvas that were written as recently as in the last several decades by Gedolei Yisrael with regards to learning Perek Ve'elu Magalchim. At the end of the day, there's a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, there is a Sefer Chassidim that already expressed the Havamina of maybe a person should be concerned when he learns Perek Ve'elu Magalchim. But all the Gedolim, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad, they all say that it's Klarvi the Tug, that the Rishonim and the Achronim all learned Mai Katan the same way they learned every other Masechta. You have Rashi on Mai Katan, the same way you have it on other Masechtas. The Bali Toysfas are on Mai Katan, the same way you have the Bali Toysfas on other Masechtas. You have the Ritva on Masechtas Mai Katan, the same way you have the Ritva on other Masechtas. The Chulu. It's not like if you're going to open up an Achron, so you'll see he wrote on Brachis, and then Yav Shabbos, and then Erev and Amsachim, and then he skips from Megillah to Chagigah. There's no such thing. Everybody learned Mai Katan. So May Olam, there was never a real concerted effort not to learn Mai Katan. There were people that were paranoid, and the Sefer Chassidim called them out. Toivo lechas abeis sovim, lechas abeis nishta. It's a mistake. It's not something that you're supposed to do. And befrat. The whole issue is some Ayin Hara type of concept. Well, if you're learning it b'chabura, and if you're learning it with a Seder at Afyoimi, and if you're learning it with a Rabbim, so that whole Svara doesn't even make sense. Because the whole Svara would be, if a person is punked by himself learning it, okay, so now maybe there's a Simana Milsi. But if Gans Klai Yisrael is learning it, the frat you have the Schuss of Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, there's a tshuva from Rav Vosner, where Rav Vosner and Shevet HaLevi, he speaks out in beautiful adjectives and terminology, b'lashonei hazav, how poshid it is that there is absolutely nothing to even think about when it comes to learning Perek Ve'elu Magalchim, Masechtas Mai Katan, certainly when learning it b'chabura. But I just had one hergish. We mentioned this 7.5 years ago when we started Perek Ve'elu Magalchim, and I think it's worth repeating. And that is that the Ve'elu Magalchim is one of the prakim that's brought down in Halacha that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Right, it's a limud that has a lot to do with Avelos. And because it has a lot to do with Avelos, so times we are not allowed to learn ordinary Talmud Torah, so Perek Ve'elu Magalchin is in the list of things, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Right, this is one of the sugyas that a person is allowed to learn. But the poskim speak out that when you learn the limudim on Tisha B'Av, that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, you have to be careful with the way you learn it. Meaning, you can't go overboard. You can't learn it with too much raid. You can't make it where it's going to be Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. So if you want to learn the Turk in a Gemara, that's something that you're allowed to do. But to the extent that you're going to get involved with all the lumdis and the raid and the super raid, that's already something you can't do. Because if you're going to do that, now it's going to be a limud of Simcha. And what's the difference if you're learning the Eilu Magalchen or if you're learning Basul and Issus? It's going to be a limud of Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. And that's something that you're not allowed to do. So my hergish was that if when we learn Perek Ve'elu Magalchin, we learn it with the raid, and we learn it with all the gishmak. This has nothing to do with that limud that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. This has nothing to do with the limud of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. If the only way you can learn the Ve'elu Magalchin on Tisha B'Av is if you learn it without the raid, so you say, Maris, if you learn it with the raid, it's an ish yana limud from the Ve'elu Magalchin. So as much as raid is always critical and it's always important, I think when we learn Perek Ve'elu Magalchin, we have to maybe make an extra dagush. Either way, on that note, we already spoke at a raid bite before we started the parak. That's the whole point. And on that note...